Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 191 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. Given the start we've had to 2021, I thought it was probably time for another community check-in. And we're going to jump right into it right after this break.
The weather is getting a little warmer, which can only mean one thing. We are just around the corner from another busy and joy-filled celebration season. You know, weddings, graduations, Mother's and Father's Day. Yep, it's that time again. And just in time to help you save for all the outfits and gifts you'll need is the Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. Plus, free shipping on anything over $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Buying your first car can make you feel like a superstar as it's a big purchase, but it can take time to get there. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If you're listening to this on the day it's released, then it's Inauguration Day here in the U.S. And I don't know about you, but my nerves are shot. On one hand, I'm terribly excited to mark the end of this administration. But given the events of the past couple of weeks and reports of increased violence, I'm also really worried about whether everything will be able to go off safely. I also feel like the grief related to the lives we've lost in the pandemic becomes greater and greater every day. And though the vaccine is rolling out, there continue to be lots of questions about how all of this is going to be handled. I share this because I know that I'm not alone in feeling this. And if you're feeling kind of down or just not yourself, I want you to know there's nothing wrong with you. You are having a completely reasonable response to what has been a plethora of traumatic experiences and circumstances that may have left you feeling angry, invalidated, scared, and probably lots of other things. If you're needing some help with extra ways to take care of yourself today and in the days ahead, here are a few things that just might help. Number one will be especially important today, and that is it's okay to not watch the inauguration activities live or at all. If you find yourself too worked up to be able to watch the events live, it's okay to just watch the highlights later. Or if you don't want to watch at all, that's cool too. There's no one way that you need to spend the day. Do what feels best for you. Number two, do your best to stay off social media. If you're not wanting to watch the inauguration activities live, it'll be hard to avoid updates online. So plan to disconnect for a few hours. Number three, get moving. It can be a walk around your block, a yoga workout, or even a dance party in your kitchen. The movement from doing something physical jolts our system and releases endorphins that help us to improve our mood. Number four, practice some mindfulness techniques. You heard Debbie Brown talk last week on the podcast about how mindfulness helps us to go inward even if there is chaos outside. And mindfulness is one of those things that helps us to strengthen our resilience muscle, which is what allows us to get through difficult times. I'll link a couple of our favorite meditation and mindfulness resources in the show notes, but I want you to remember that mindfulness practices become more effective with more practice. So don't give up after the first try. Keep practicing. Number five, dust off that Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime queue. Some of the things I've watched recently or plan to watch soon are Bridgerton, One Night in Miami, the season premiere of Married at First Sight, the season is happening in Atlanta, Schitt's Creek, Bling Empire, and the most recent episode of This Is Us, which was incredible. Number six, order in or make your favorite foods. If you have the bandwidth, make some of your favorite snack foods to graze on throughout the day. And make yourself or buy yourself a hearty dinner. And don't forget not to skimp on your dessert. Number seven, stay engaged with your support system. Be honest with them about how you're feeling and have a conversation about how you can support one another. If you prefer no inauguration talk, it's okay to say that. If you prefer to communicate only through hilarious memes, it's okay to say that too. My group chats have really been the MVP this past year, so make sure you're using yours as well. And number eight, remember to breathe. When stress is high, sometimes we hold our breath longer than normal, or we hold tension in places like our jaw, our shoulders, or our necks. Set a timer for yourself if necessary that reminds you to take a few deep breaths in and out and to release any tension you might be holding in your body. So I'm curious, are there other things that you've been doing recently that have been helping you to take care of yourself? Please share them with us on social media using the hashtag TBGInSession. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with some On the Porch questions.
Shopping for my mom for Mother's Day when she already has so many things she loves is quite the challenge. Do I go with a new piece of jewelry, maybe new comfy PJs, or a new item for her kitchen? Thankfully, Macy's has handy gift guides to make the process a little easier. You can use the gift guide to shop by price point, category, and there are even lists to help further steer you in the right direction, like a list for moms who already have everything, for grandma, and gifts that are already wrapped and ready to go. If you need a little quick inspiration, some of the hot items this year are new perfumes from Dolce & Gabbana, crossbody bags from Coach, and Dutch ovens from Le Creuset. So make your shopping a little easier this year and shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Growing up watching media legends like Gwen Ifill and Robin Roberts always gave me the security that stories that matter to me would be told. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
It's never too early to plan for your next trip. And if you're looking for a new place to visit, consider Provincetown. If you like glamour, dining, dancing, entertainment, hiking, biking, beaches, and an overall unique experience, you will find it all in Provincetown. The city prides itself on being welcoming to everyone and embracing diversity. And as the birthplace of modern American theater, P-Town is an abundance of entertainment, drag, comedy, live bands, burlesque, traditional theater, and much more. You can tour the dunes, blaze the bike trails, and walk the beaches of the National Seashore. And don't forget to catch a wave on a whale watch. For more info and to get started planning your visit, go to ptowntourism.com, the official guide to Provincetown. That's ptowntourism.com.
Many people feel anxious when they think about finances. It can feel overwhelming, stressful, and even hopeless, especially when you're first starting out and don't know what to do. But when you have a solid financial plan in place, this anxiety turns into confidence. You can regain a sense of control over your life and improve your self-esteem. How do you build financial confidence? Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
So I got a few messages asking me to bring back the On the Porch questions, and ta-da! Here we are. So if you're newer to the podcast, our On the Porch questions are an opportunity for community members to submit a question or a situation that they'd like to have some feedback about. Just a reminder, my feedback does not constitute therapy or medical advice, and you're always, always, always encouraged to make the best possible decision you can for yourself. So if you have a question, you're welcome to send it to us at therapyforblackgirls.com/mailbox. And I might be able to give you some feedback during an episode. So question number one comes from Tara, and all of these names are made up. So Tara asks, I've been with my partner 5.5 years. We've known each other 16 years. We're unmarried with two small children. We've discussed marriage and the conversation seems promising, but year after year, there's been no ring or proposal. I plan everything in my life and I'm very organized. And I had hoped this would happen at the latest year 5. I love him and I'd like to stay, but also feel like I've lowered my expectations of myself, which has been affecting my mental health and self-esteem. All of this has been discussed with him, which has led to arguments and negative thoughts of marriage on both ends. Is it time for me to leave? Should we try couples therapy? Am I overthinking or overreacting and need to go with the flow? I would really love advice. So thank you so much for your question, Tara. And like I mentioned earlier, it is important for you to make the best possible decision for yourself and for your life in this situation. So while I can't give you an answer about whether it's time to leave or not, here are a few things that I would encourage you to consider. So it sounds like you've been clear about the fact that you desire marriage. Why does it end in an argument every time you try to talk with him about your expectations for the relationship? What exactly are y'all not seeing eye to eye on? Is it that he wants more time before he decides on marriage? Does he feel like something else needs to happen before you all get engaged? Is he opposed to marriage altogether? Also, what exactly do you mean when you say go with the flow? Do you mean have fewer expectations about what a proposal might look like? Or does that mean letting go of the idea of marriage altogether? Couples counseling could be an option that you'd want to consider, but I first want you to be clear about your focus for going. If there are issues that you feel like would make your relationship stronger before marriage, then couples counseling very well might be a great option for you. But you probably don't want to think about counseling as a space that's going to convince your partner that marriage needs to happen if he's not already committed to that idea. That's probably not going to happen in counseling. I don't think it's overreacting at all to make your expectations known. That's actually a very healthy quality in a relationship. Finally, I'd like you to consider how you envision this playing out. If you continue to assert your needs and they continue to be met with an argument, what are you willing to change on your end? Because we know we don't have control over anyone except ourselves. So if you continue to find yourself in this space that you find frustrating, remember that you always have the power to choose to react or do something differently. I hope this helps, Tara. Question number 2 comes from Kendra. Kendra writes, "How do I manage my emotions like anxiety, perfectionism, and depression when applying for new jobs and returning to the workforce after a period of unemployment, 6 months or longer, and after a history of terrible bosses or companies?" Thank you so much for your question, Kendra. So in the job search process, I think it's really important to remember that so often, sadly, getting a job is a numbers game and speaks really more to who you're connected with, far more than whether you're the most qualified one for the job. So I think you want to just be careful not to equate the job you do with the person that you are. You are worthy and wonderful and magnificent simply because you exist. Your job is simply how you make money to pay bills and live in the world, but it doesn't define you. So when you get the rejection letters or you don't hear back from people, I want you to work really hard on not letting that become an indictment on you and more an indictment on the processes that are very, very broken. If you can, I'd encourage you to work with a career coach or someone who helps make resumes shine so that it speaks clearly to your history and your skills. And then I want you to let as many people as possible know what kind of work you're looking for. Share it on social media, tell your friends about it, and tell any old coworkers that you're still close with. Again, remember, finding a job is often a numbers game, so increase your chances by having as many people as possible keeping their eyes open for you. I'm not sure why you've not been working for some time, but given everything that's been happening in the past year, I think that companies, or at least I hope that companies, are being more flexible in terms of gaps in employment. And also within this context, know that there are many more people looking for jobs. So I think that all of this really underscores that there may be many reasons why you might not get a job that have absolutely nothing to do with you. So I don't want you to be overly critical of yourself or demeaning of yourself. Understand that this is often a game that we're playing a lot of times when we're applying for jobs. So do what you can in terms of completing applications and remember to be gentle with yourself in the process. Also, because of everything that's happening, I'd encourage you to shoot for jobs outside of your local area. Since many more jobs are remote now or allowing people to work from wherever, there may be some opportunities that open up to you that you hadn't considered before. Good luck with your search. Question number 3 comes from Diane. Diane writes, how do I tell my friends and family when their emotional baggage becomes too much on my mental health? For example, my best friend calls me every day to talk about her relationship problems or other problems she has, and the entire conversation is about her. Thank you so much for your question, Diane. So this sounds like an excellent opportunity for you to practice some boundary setting. I wonder what it would be like to have a conversation with your best friend, letting her know how it feels when she only calls to talk about herself. I imagine it might be hurtful or you might be feeling resentful. Whatever it is you're feeling, I'd encourage you to let her know how her behavior leaves you feeling and then suggest what you'd like to see moving forward. Are you fine with her talking about her stuff as long as she gives you space to talk about yours? Would you like to hear less about her relationship problems? How would you like things to be different? Once you've had that conversation, then pay attention to whether you see a change in behavior. Are your needs being taken into consideration, or is she still only talking about herself? If so, you may need to take different measures to protect your energy, perhaps by not answering every time she calls or stating that you only have 15 minutes to chat. It's your responsibility to guard your time and energy. And if you make it clear how you expect someone to engage with you and they don't respect it, then it's okay to do what you need to do to make sure that you're protecting your time and energy. The work doesn't end just by telling others or demonstrating what our boundaries are. Often, the harder work is in enforcing it. I hope this helps, Diane. If you have a question you'd like some feedback about or a topic you'd like to have discussed on the podcast, send it to us at therapyforblackgirls.com/mailbox, and it just might be covered in an episode. Don't forget that if you're looking for a therapist in your area, be sure to check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And if you want to continue digging into this topic or just be in community with other sisters, come on over and join us in the Yellow Couch Collective. It's our cozy corner of the internet designed just for Black women. You can join us at therapyforblackgirls.com/YCC. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL+. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.